Hey, you should all see the meeting recording and transcription has begun. It is 1:30 p.m.
Great, thank you. This is Tammy Goja-Cockrell, and I am running the meeting today due to the absence of Mr. Rockwell. And so I'd like to call the meeting to order at this time. Tony, if you will please read the roll call.
Yes, please. One sec. So we have on the Teams call, Ms. Tammy Goja-Cockrell, Pete Rogel, Master Sergeant Higgins, Mr. Scott Nelson, Mr. Keith Berrien, Mr. Paul Fussy, Mr. Tim Philmetz, Mr. Scott Stormo. We have joined present, Scott's not in the room. Reading from the phone numbers on the call. Who is joining from the number 90755?
Yeah. Hey, this is Sergeant Murdiff from J-Bear. I also have with me Master Sergeant Draves, who will be my replacement in the near future.
Yeah, thank you, sir. And who is joining from the 90779 number? 795.
This is Eric Smith from 59th Tactical Battalion for the Army.
Thank you, sir. And then in the room itself, sorry, I repeat myself that we have Mr. Paul Fussy. Sorry, I'm forgetting your name.
Ben Andrews.
Ben Andrews. Thank you. Could we just go around the room with the name?
Nick Bannister.
Thank you.
Evan Rockwell.
Tim Roll, DOD.
Mark Newman.
David Reed.
Bruce Rector.
And myself, Tony Nassia. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any special guests today?
We do not, Madam Chair.
Thank you. We can now move on to the approval of the previous meeting minutes for March 6, 2024. Has everyone had a chance to review the March 6 minutes, and do you have any requested changes at this time? Hearing none. At this time, could I get a motion and a second to approve the March 6, 2024 minutes?
Bob Carter here. I have motion to approve.
Thank you. And a second?
And Scott Nelson, seconds.
Thank you, Scott. Are there any objections or further discussion? Hearing none, the motion is passed. Moving on to the issues and risks log. Tony, are you going to undertake that today?
Yes. So there are three closed issues and risks. The first one being UC82 on March 26th, the Executive Council approved the appointment of Mr. Smith as the new primary U.S. Army representative. The second one being UC-91 on March 26th, the Executive Council approved the appointment of Master Sergeant Higginbotham as the new alternate U.S. Army representative. The third being UC-94 on March 18th, the Executive Council approved appointment of Master Sergeant Joe Rodriguez as the new primary UC rep. That concludes the issues and risk log.
Thank you. Are there any questions concerning the issues and risk log? All right, hearing none. Paul, would you like to provide the Operations Management Office update at this time?
Madam Chair, may I go through the action items first?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. So the action items. So still we have a carryover. Mr. Rockwell requests a reminder. We'll get training on the APX Next radios once we get FedRAMP approval. Item number two and number three, I will combine those. At the last UC meeting, was brought up by myself to write up a letter to GCI and other carriers to let everybody know when they're going to be working on their system. Those draft letters are prepared, and I'm working with APSCS to finalize those, and those will go to AT&T, Verizon, and MTA. So those will be closed out momentarily. That is all I have, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are you able to go to the OMO update at this time?
Madam Chair, yes. I was just waiting to see if there was any comments on those before I went forward. So hearing none, I will move to the OMO overview. So first up is training. As we go through the training, we do have the April video vignette. It's going to be communications and incident reporting. Mr. Nelson is working on that, and we'll let everybody know once that is up on the website. For outreach, myself and some of the APSCS personnel, we went out to Palmer and assisted with their radio training for the new forestry incident commanders yesterday, and then we'll be going back out there on Thursday for a follow-up class. I went through and talked about their Bendit King radios, how to put them on ALMR, how to use them conventionally, and then we also work with them on the ICOM Iridium radios and the little nuances to those, and went through their dispatch center out there in Palmer. So it was very good training. I attended the March APIP meeting, and next week I will be doing a ALMR presentation at the Emergency Preparedness Conference. So got, I think, 46 or 47 people signed up for that one, and that'll be the afternoon of the 9th is my time slot. And then the week after that, myself, ALMR personnel, and APSCS personnel, we're going to be participating and assisting an upcoming rock drill for a 9.0 earthquake, and that'll be held downtown Anchorage. So for the system upgrade, the site visits are starting here. Motorola team arrived on April 2nd. They started with the Blueberry site, and they're working on the other drivable sites. They're out today with some of Nick's team members and working on some of the other sites here in Anchorage, and that'll be going on through September, but Motorola teams are here, and they have begun work. March document reviews. The SMO customer support plan was updated. The virus protection policy was updated. Records management policy and procedures were updated. The system backup and recover policy and procedures were updated. And also the system key usage policy and procedures were updated. So it's kind of a busy month on there going through. Is there any questions before I go to the metrics? Hearing none, I'll proceed. So we'll start out with the system performance, the group and individual calls. So the calls, as you can see on the slide, was 1,410,509, which is down from the previous month. Our push to talks were 2,294,074. Which once again is down a little bit from last month, precipitously from last year, about 400,000 less. And our monthly busies, I'm very happy to report, is down to 461 compared to the high last month of 2068. And just as a reminder for everyone, the reason we had that large amount of busies were due to the fact of that huge exercise up by Fort Greeley with the 10,000 additional people on there. So when we get down to 461, it's a nice steep drop on that one. The monthly sites below 3.9, we were up one from last year and up five from last month. And as you can see, majority of those were the PMIs for Atwood, Birch, Fire Station 12. And as you can see, the reason that we're working on that letter is Pillar Mountain, Sitka, Woman's Bay, is the reason we're doing that letter out to GCI with circuit issue and not giving us a heads up on that one. Any questions on the metrics before I move on to the website? Hearing none, for our website, we've had 828 page views from last month. 88% were new users, 12% were returning. So once again, we're working really hard to get that website out and with the training videos. So that's been very well received. Start looking at the other items under my report. Last week was the International Wireless Communications Expo. I've actually written up an article about it for the upcoming newsletter, which will be out on the 15th. But there's over 3,000 people attend, and it's a phenomenal conference looking at the new technology that's out there, whether it be software, antennas, antenna lights, routers, monitoring systems, dispatch consoles, and BDA. So very, very good conference. And then I also attended it with some Nick's team was down there for some training, and then also APSDS personnel were there. I also attended the State Emergency Operations Center's monthly training regarding the Tsunami Center. The Tsunami Center put out some really good maps on what could have happened back in the 1964 earthquake if it had happened at high tide. So it actually would have affected Anchorage with their new metrics. So they have some maps out on that one. So I recommend going there and taking a look. The executive council meeting will be on 18 April. That's coming up, and we'll be giving a similar report on that. The only closing comments I do have, which are two, April is Emergency Communications Month, and always the second week in April. So this year it's April 14th through 20th. It's National Public Safety Communicators Week. And our dispatchers take care of us and the backbone of any public safety communication. So I just want to pass on my heartfelt thanks to the dispatchers out there. So that's all I have, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Paul. Any questions or discussions for Paul? Hearing none, moving on to the System Management Office update. Nick?
Thank you. So there's not a whole lot going on. The PMIs, you know, we're continuing that, increasing the amount that we're doing as the summer months are coming. As Paul mentioned too, the Juniper upgrades are going. Motorola's on site doing those and working to keep the downtime to a minimum. Notifications will go out of the downtimes. Outside of that, I mean, there's systems pretty, you know, pretty neat and calm right now. That's about all I got, unless there's questions.
All right, fantastic. Any questions, comments? All right, the next item is the state and DOD updates. Mr. Stormo, do you have anything for the state?
Just want to follow on with what Fussy was saying about the IWC conference, and there's also the APCO conference and ICP conference. There are very good opportunities for people in the public safety communications sphere to kind of go either see what other people are doing, learn from their mistakes, learn from their successes. It's validate if you're maybe doing the right thing. It's kind of easy to get used to what you're doing and not really know what else is out there, what else is going on. And these conferences are a great opportunity to see and hear from a whole bunch of different people around the country that are in the same business as we are. So definitely recommend trying to get to those if you can. We had, there were a couple people from the Matsu Bureau there as well that we saw. So glad to see that. And as the snow starts melting, hopefully soon we will start getting out and starting our summer PM cycles and hopefully not finding too much broken that has to be repaired. We've already come across a dish or two that is in bad shape that needs to be probably replaced. And all of that is quite the procurement lead time nowadays. So there'll be lots of work over the summer, hopefully not causing too many impacts to the system, but we appreciate your support if it does. And I don't have anything else unless there's any questions.
Thank you, Scott. Is Mr. Woodall present?
For DOD, what I'd like to do is remind the DOD member agencies that Mr. Stormo, through the Operations Management Office, had requested that you provide him with a POC that would be responsible for responding to questions and issues about RF sites that you own, that you are the owner of. So if you haven't responded with that information, I would ask that you provide that either to me or you can provide it directly to Mr. Stormo. Again, it would be your name and a contact number that he can get a hold of you. His intention with that, and I'll let him speak to that if he likes any further, but his intention to that would be to be able to sit down with you and address certain issues with regard to your owned infrastructure. And as we have the new contract around the corner and we start reviewing the contract requirements, we would want to be able to communicate with you as an infrastructure owner on sustaining what we have in the current contract or adding new services that you might see needed to make sure your systems are maintained. And I might think about batteries and backup power and other issues that we've had that aren't currently covered by some sort of maintenance response. You may want to consider adding those to as a contract requirement in the future. That's all I have, I think, unless Mr. Stormo, you want to talk about the reason for wanting their information.
Yeah, just a quick add to that. The service level agreement has POCs listed in it, and that, at least with the Army changes, for sure needs to be updated, and maybe with some other retirements or departures needs to be updated to make sure that all the RF sites or the console sites, the help desk knows who to get a hold of. And at the same time, like Mr. Woodall was saying, I think we've learned a lot through this current upgrade that we're going through, that there's a lot of things that we probably need to help the vendors do better by, I think, interacting more amongst ourselves, the infrastructure owners, to make sure that they're doing the same and the right thing for all of us, and not having five or six different people they're talking to and then delivering five or six different answers. So that's kind of the personal reason for it, is just to figure out who's responsible, like I am responsible for the state infrastructure, who is responsible for the various DOD locations, whether they're consoles or the RF sites, and then making sure we're kind of all working towards some of the same standards and make sure we're having the same conversations with the vendors when they're doing upgrades, so we don't do anything that conflicts with each other. And I think that's all.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions before we move on? All right, next, user council representative updates. Starting with the state of Alaska, are there any updates from DPS?
Oh, Lieutenant Enders, we're just still waiting to hear what sort of funding we're going to get approved through the legislature. We've provided additional information on the TDMA transition when trying to emphasize the need to get the TDMA compatible radios. As of yesterday, when I talked to the colonel, had really no update, no clarity, I should say, on what's going on currently there. And we're just we're updating our code plug for statewide and appreciate the radio shop's help with that and getting some frequencies right due to changes that some of the, I guess it's, they're non-ALMR for the most part, Petersburg, Wrangell, Dillingham, Nome, and getting the correct frequencies in our code plug so the local troopers can talk to the local PD's dispatch. So that's all I have to update.
Thank you. Any questions for Lieutenant Enders? All right, how about DOT? Are there any updates? Hearing none, next is all others. Do we have an update from all others? Mr. Scott Nelson.
Yeah, just a big thanks to the LMR Radio Shop for assisting us also with going through the update and they purchased a new radios process. You all probably have been aware that the disaster preparedness conference is happening down at the Egan Center on April 9th. That's next week. Also, Paul Fussy will be speaking to that. I think he mentioned that earlier, but I just wanted to foot stomp that. We've dedicated a fair amount of time on this conference to ALMR. And this is a great opportunity to explain to the public and to executives in attendance what it is and what it does and why it's important. Because I think all too often, we all know about this, we all rely on it. But when executives go through the balance sheets, they just look at the bottom lines of programs and they're just looking at what to cut or not cut. So more public awareness for the land mobile radio system is a good thing. So if you have time to drop by, please do and attend Mr. Fussy's presentation. What time was that, Mr. Fussy? Do you remember?
It's on the 9th. Well, through the chair, Mr. Nelson, it's on the 9th. I believe it's at 1:00. I'd have to double check my calendar.
Okay. Yeah, and it's on the website, our website as well, ready.alaska.gov. but anyhow, yeah, if you could catch that, it'd be great. Thanks.
Will that be recorded? This is Tammy asking. Paul's presentation.
Madam Chair, this is Paul. I don't believe it's going to be recorded, but I do have the PowerPoint slides I've sent over that I could send out to anybody who would like them. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Moving on to DOD, is there anything from JBear?
Nothing from JBear.
Thank you, ma'am. How about Eielson?
No, ma'am, nothing from Eielson.
Thank you, sir. Any updates from the Army today?
Not this time, thank you.
Okay, next are the federal non-DOD representatives. Anything from DOJ? Okay, how about DOI, BLM or U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service? Hearing nothing, moving to all others, U.S. Forest Service or TSA?
Nothing from TSA, thanks.
Thank you. Next are the municipal representatives. Is there anything from Municipalities North? Hearing nothing.
Nothing to add from Municipalities North. Sorry.
Thank you. How about Municipality Southeast? And moving on to Municipality Central, is Mr. Goodman on the call? Well, this is Tammy, and I guess I would just like to thank both Paul and I believe it was Scott who mentioned National Public Safety Telecommunicator Week, which is the 14th through the 20th of April. I know in our Soldotna Public Safety Communications Center, we take that 7 days pretty seriously, and it's a huge celebration each day with a different theme, and we just make it as festive as possible. So appreciate you recognizing us. I really like the label you used as backbone, because I feel that's what we are in many instances, and appreciate the recognition. And other than that, attending a conference next week with a few others from Alaska. I think there's a DPS representative, as well as the dispatch supervisor from Kenai, and myself, and I'm not sure if there's a fourth person. Bruce, you may know the answer to that, to attend the CR911 in San Diego. So I will write something up after attending that next week, and I'm looking forward to learning new practices for resiliency as it relates to our profession. And I have nothing other than that. Does anyone else have any new business to offer up?
I would just share the reminder that June 5th in Anchorage at the Egan Center, in person and virtual statewide, is going to be the Alaska Cybersecurity Summit. And CISA's hosting that with a bunch of partners. There's more info online to register, but it's a free event, and both in person and virtual. And I guess what kind of brings it to point today is in other states we're seeing a vulnerability being exploited that's been made aware of for over 3 years now, and people are seeing systems taken down by ransomware from a vulnerability that the patch has been out there, and it's been in the known vulnerability catalog. So the threat's not going away. The people that are making money off this are taking advantage of artificial intelligence to be more effective. And just, we're stronger together when we share information, and that's what this summit is about in June.
And Bruce, did you say more information or registration is at the CISA website?
I'll have to get that link to be shared. I've shared it once before, but Alaska Cybersecurity Summit will get you that pretty quickly if you just Google that.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing.
Madam Chair, this is Paul. That link should be on our ALMR website under upcoming events.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Is there anything else anyone would like to offer at this time? Hearing none, the next scheduled meetings are May 1st and June 5th. So June 5th is the date of the conference that you just mentioned. So there might be a conflict with that, but as of this time, the June 5th meeting stands. Is there anything else anyone would like to offer one last time? All right, hearing nothing at this time, I'll accept a motion and then a second from any one of the council members to adjourn the April meeting.
Kyle Green, so moved.
Thank you, Kyle.
Bob Carter, so seconded.
Thank you, Bob. All right. And with that, the April meeting is now complete. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your afternoon, and thanks for your contributions today.